polyester. And Calvin Klein and Grant Boss there. He got 27 bone caps. He wears a different one of every night. He'll tell you he's a lover when he ain't picking a fight. He's a redneck Romeo. He thinks he's Elvis in a picture show. Silver chains, but a heart of gold. Lord, got to love you.
Well, this Redneck Romeo, from the Confederate Railroad, and also Bill Monroe, one of the great stars of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. Well, Terrible Tommy wants to announce that we're going to try another little experiment, another show here. You know, we have our war radio with Dr. Kaldenberg and myself discussing the heavy points of the news, but Terrible Tommy wants to do something a little bit more country music, because we want to get all you country music fans together. Maybe one of these days we'll have a country music rally. So get with me on that. If you're a band, you got a band, you want to play a guitar, you want to do all those old songs, even some of the new country, get to me on that, and we'll see what we can get going. But this will be our first show, and if you like it, we'll keep it going. So just let me know. Write me at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California 92088. And of course, our big website is resist.com. Hey, all you karaoke people, hey guys, send me in some of your karaoke stuff on tape. Yeah, and if it's halfway decent, as good as I am, I'll play it on the air here. So let's do it. Well, I wonder how many of you old racists out there, you white racist boys and girls, ever heard of Larry Robinson? Well, probably not, because Larry Robinson is a hometown boy here from Fallbrook, California, and he's one hell of a musician. And he likes to play country, he plays blues, all kinds of stuff, and he has put out a CD of fishing songs. And his fishing songs, if you ever go to one of these fishing contests or conventions and where they sell all that fishing tackle and stuff, you're going to find some of his CDs around there, Larry Robinson. And so he's a good personal friend of mine, and he's a great songwriter, and I'm going to play a little bit of his stuff here today on our first show. How about that?
This ain't no story about the one that got away. Now them Eno berries bit off on every base. Ain't caught a thing, and it's getting late. I got the Barracuda blues. Barracuda blues. Well, they're mean and they're fast. They're a pain in the ass. Ask me about the Barracuda blues. One more time now, Barracuda blues. Barracuda blues.
There you go, Larry Robinson with Barracuda Blues. And you fishermen out there, all you redneck guys that like to get away from the wife and go fishing, and that saltwater fishing, you probably, especially if you fish, I guess, down here around the California coast and maybe other places, you probably know what he's talking about, that Barracuda Blues. And if you want to ever hear Larry Robinson play live, and you're in Southern California, well, you trip on down here to say hello to Terrible Tommy in Fallbrook, California, and he plays almost every Saturday night down at the old Packing House Saloon here in Fallbrook, California. But you may be seeing him around the country now and then, and he's really written some good songs. We're going to play another one here, a fishing song. But before I do, remember, these Barracuda remind me of most of those guys in the U.S. Congress and the Senate. Those boys are real Barracuda, and they're pretty bad. And I think we could do without them. What do you think, huh?
I'm hooked on hooking up. I'm hooked on hooking up. Yeah, there ain't no cure. The only remedy. At the end of my lure, the bigger the better. Break out the heavy line. I'm hooked on hooking up, and I feel fine. Pacific blue ocean, here I come. I'm gonna wax some albacore before the day is done. I got drinks in the pool, bait in the tank, and when I land that big eye, I have my problem to face. I'm hooked on hooking up, and there ain't no cure. The only remedy is at the end of my lure. The bigger the better. Break out the heavy line. I'm hooked on hooking up, and I feel fine. North of Morro Bay. look it up, and there ain't no cure. The only remedy is at the end of my lure. The bigger the better, break out the heavy line. I'm hooked on looking up, and I feel fine.
Great, Larry Robinson, how about that? And we'll play you some more as the show goes along, but I want to tell you, let's go back and think about when we were kids, and I fished a lot. I fished a lot when I was a kid, but we had 98 lakes in our county, and you could go about a mile in any direction, and there'd be another lake, and there'd be rivers, and there'd be creeks, and old Tommy'd get on his bicycle with his old cane pole and with his dog, and I'd ride the dirt roads down to the lake, and I'd fish most of the day when I wasn't hunting in the woods when hunting season and trapping season was on, and that was a great time, and fishing's a very relaxing thing, very. My daddy and mama used to take me out. We'd walk a mile back to the river and fish a lot of times. And I remember one time there was I got a hold of, I think, a big sucker fish or a carp. You know how they are. And it was pretty big on the river. And I got him pretty much up to the bank, and he got loose. And I was screaming at my daddy, "Come on, Dad, get in there, jump in, get that fish." And my dad didn't jump in the river to get that fish. And I cried for an hour. How about that? You know, they say white racists don't have fun, but boy, I'll tell you, I'm a white racist who has fun, and I know lots of them around the country. If you're an uptight, wrap-too-tight racist, you gotta slow down there, boy. I mean, you can be deadly serious and still have a good time. Now, an example, I did an audition for a TV ad. Yeah, I've done that a couple of times. You don't believe it? I'm asking, but old terrible Tommy has invaded Hollywood. Well, anyhow, I went in to do this ad, and the gal said, "Well, look, here's what you're going to be, a gangster. You're going to be a mafia man." I said, "Oh, okay." She hands me a telephone. She says, "Now, pretend this is a gun." And I said, "Well, it's going to be pretty hard to pretend that, but I'll do it." And she said, "Okay, now, shoot, and here we go. Here goes the camera, roll them." And I point that old telephone out there and pretend like bangity bang, and I'm smiling. And she says, "Cut!" She says, "Well, this is supposed to be real serious. You're not supposed to be smiling and laughing when you're doing this like a mafia man." I said, "Well, I'm doing it just like I would be doing it if I was really shooting a guy, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm sort of weird. I'd be smiling to put that sucker away." I didn't get that job. Well, let's go back here, a little more fishing music here from old Larry Robinson. We're featuring him today on this first show, and I think he'd be proud, and every time I see him, he's one of the good buddies around town. He's always got a good word for everybody. Larry Robinson.
"I'm the big boss bass, and you work for me. This is my rock. On my reef, you can drag your crankbaits right in front of my face. Take your presentations to some other place. finest equipment, all that stuff. I'm the fattest, the meanest, I'm smart and I'm tough. I'm the big boss bass, and you work for me.
But that takes you boys back and you gals back. It sure does me, because I remember when my uncle and I, after I got out of the Army, we went up to Canada to fish, and there's some awful good fishing up there. But boy, your mosquito bait when you're up there, I'll tell you, it's like the big ones would carry us off. I fought the mosquitoes for an hour trying to keep from carrying my uncle off up there. But you know, we used to do some good fishing for pike up there in Canada. And I had this daredevil lure, and I caught all kinds of pike. You could see them right there in the water coming up to the shore. Nobody else could catch anything. Nobody was catching anything. There was a dozen guys around there, but I was pulling them in, you know. And then I lost that daredevil, and I never caught another pike. Damn it. When I used to live down in Florida, I used to fish a lot in the lakes down there all over the place. And one time I ran into this old timber man, and him and his family, his job was to go out there along the Gulf and mark those trees. And he said one time, he said, "Why don't you go with me and my family? I'll show you some fishing holes." So out there, north or central Florida, around the Gulf, there were all these little ponds. About every quarter mile, a little pond, you know, with bushes around it, maybe a tree or two, and as fast as you could put in your bait, you could pull out a fish. And I'm telling you, I caught so many fish, you can't believe it. And then the lady, his wife, she took those fish right there, and we rolled them in flour and onions and everything and baked them, and boy, those were good. Those are a lot of what you call brim down south. We call them bluegills up north. And I used to set trout lines in between the lake, too, in the channel where I used to live. And in the morning, I'd come out and get a bunch of catfish. But sometimes I'd get one of those gar. If you guys never seen a gar, they're like prehistoric, got a snout like an alligator. And they're not nearly as big as an alligator, but those teeth, man, they'll whack off your fingers in no time. Boy, I hated those damn gar. I stayed away from them.
Well, let's try something a little different here now. We got a surprise guest. Oh, yeah, we got a surprise vocal here. So let me, see if you can tell who this is.
I drink alone, yeah, with nobody else. I drink alone, yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Have it morning just before breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea. Just want my good buddy Wiser. That's all that I ever need. Cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. The other night I lay sleeping. I woke up from a terrible dream. So I called my pal Jack Daniels and his partner Jimmy Beam. And we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, I got invited to a party, but I stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Black and Red. And we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Up on me, makes me feel so bad. The only one who hang out with me is my dear old granddad. And we drink alone, yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Well, it was not too much trouble there. Who do you think that might have been? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two are free. Now let's move along in the show here and see what's going to happen next.
One once there were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strolled through green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun. From the valleys where rivers used to run. Gone with the cold wind that swept into my heart. Gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that we to hold? I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? I only know there's nothing here for me.
Nothing in this wide world left for me to see,
but I'll keep on waiting till you return. I'll keep on waiting until the day you learn. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roam. Be happy until you bring it home, home to the green fields and me once again.
Well. And there's Greenfields. Uh-huh. Not by the Brothers Four. Guess who? That was the Sons of the Pioneers. Yeah, that takes you back a ways, huh? And that was one of the theme songs from the Alamo. Yeah, that was back when men were men and women were glad of it at the Alamo. And we have a new Alamo movie coming out. I hope it's better than the History Channel Alamo program they put out not long ago, because they're going to try evidently to say how great the Mexicans were and how they helped us and how the Mexicans did probably most of the fighting on our side. So, but I'll give it a chance. It's coming out in the theaters real quick, and we'll see. Which one of those guys did you like the best? Davy Crockett or Jim Bowie or Colonel Travis? Well, my favorite was Colonel Travis in the John Wayne movie. I thought he was only 23 years old, you know, when he commanded the Alamo. What a guy. I love that hat, too. I've been looking for one of those. Can't seem to find one just like that. You know, a lot of people don't know that these people actually won the first battle, and that was at the town of Gilead, and with a large force. It was the brother-in-law or son-in-law, I forget which, of Santana. And they were defeated at Gilead by the Texans, and they turned them around and they gave their word of honor that they would go back to Mexico and not bother them anymore. Well, they marched a few miles, and I don't know exactly how many, they ran into the main force of Santana moving north. And Santana turned him around and made him come back again, and so the Texans had to fight him all over again. So Does that tell you something? When you get in a fight with a Mexican, don't be easy on him and let him go. Make sure he don't come back. Now, you know, when Santana finally was defeated at San Jacinto, because you know that the forces of the Texicans kept retreating, and Sam Houston almost had a rebellion. The guys thought he was a coward, but he was just biding his time until he found just the right spot in San Jacinto, and then they turned around and beat Santana, and then Santana tried to do what, he dressed up as a woman and tried to sneak through the Texans' lines, and they caught him. He was sort of a pathetic character, really, even a sympathetic character in some ways. Santana was up in the government, leader of the government in Mexico about 3-4 times, and they'd call him in when their ass was in trouble, and he'd go out and try to win a war or whatever, and then the minute it seemed like he'd win a war or win a battle, they'd exile him. And exiled him clear out of the country. If I'd have been Santana, I'd have said about after the first time they exiled me, I'd say, screw you, and I'd have stayed out of Mexico. But every time that government of Mexico got their ass in a jam, they called on Santana, and back he came. So he was sort of a sympathetic, pathetic guy.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. A shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. And walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. Here's the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dieter carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. A standing cop passed, he flared his throat. He said, put him on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began. Where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody.
22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. In his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movie, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, there we go, the great Johnny Cash. I'll tell you what, I was a Johnny Cash fan when there were hardly any Johnny Cash fans in high school. I graduated in 56. About 54, I think, I heard the first Johnny Cash music, and I became an instant fan. And people used to ask me around the school, who's Johnny Cash? No, they didn't even know who he was. I think I got the first album he ever put out, old Johnny Cash from Diaz, Arkansas. And he did a lot of good working class songs, and that's why I like Johnny Cash. And he did some prison songs that were very good. I've got, of course, the Folsom album. Then I've got one that a lot of people don't know about, and that is the San Quentin album. A lot of good songs on there. And, of course, he did one of his albums, Ride This Train, which is a story, and we'll be playing that as we go along, about the history of this country. Actually, one of the songs, Doreen of Pontchartrain, was instrumental in having me name my second oldest daughter, Doreen. And in fact, she was just here visiting me, and I got out that record. She hadn't heard it for a long, long time, and I re-copied it for her, and she took it on back home, Doreen of Pontchartrain. It's about the French Acadians that came down to Louisiana in the 1800s and settled down there, and sort of a love song. It's a nice song. So anyhow, Johnny Cash, he got off the track, I'll tell you that, but he was into drugs and too much alcohol and everything else. And of course, then he met up with June Carter and the Carter family. I don't know whether that was such a good thing. I guess it was. She managed it pretty good, but the fly in the ointment was she was a big Christian. I remember going to a concert up in Orange County here in California, and he sang a lot of his good songs, and then all of a sudden June Carter gets up there and they start singing all the Jesus songs. And I thought that she pushed it too hard, pushed that Christian stuff too hard. And so anyhow, but he's a tradition, that's for sure.
It was a little place called Hamburg then, and I heard that old jukebox
playing a song about a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
The waitress just brought me some coffee.
There's another couple of goodies, and guess who that's from? Yes, sirree, that's our good buddy from Bakersfield. Yeah, Bakersfield, California, Buck Owens, the bad boy from Bakersfield. I've always been a Buck Owens fan. I don't know about you, Tiger by the Tail, and I'm going to put you in the movies and all that kind of stuff. In fact, I sing some of that once in a while. I like that, doing that karaoke. Buck Owens, boy, he used to have a television show on once a week. Did a real good job. and really enjoyed always listening to Buck Owens. Buck Owens is still alive up there in Bakersfield. A lot of people don't know much about Bakersfield, California, but it was a Confederate stronghold during the Civil War. Yep. Baker, I believe the name of the town after Baker, he was a pretty powerful man in that area, and they marshaled their forces against the Union armies in Bakersfield, California. So there was a little heart of Dixie right there in Bakersfield, California. And I don't know whether Buck Owens nightclub is still going up there or not, but I sure like to go up there one of these days and maybe I could get to meet old Buck Owens again. Unfortunately, they built a military base or an air base or something up there. I forget which it was, but that's brought all lots and lots of blacks into town. And Bakersfield is not what it used to be, boys and girls. So you might want to think about it before you would move to Bakersfield. But those military bases, they're big-time race mixing, and they'll do it every time. Well, this is our first show of Terrible Tommy's War Country program, and we're just about finishing up here, but we're going to finish out and play, well, we got quite a bit of time here yet, but I think we're going to just devote the whole last little bit to a man that a lot of you people haven't heard about, especially you younger people, Jimmie Rodgers. Oh, no, not the Jimmie Rodgers that sang the pop songs in the 70s and 60s and like that. This is Jimmie Rodgers from the old days. He was one of the first big star country people that got on in the movies. He actually made some movies, but all his songs, similar to Hank Snow and people like that, were about the working man, and they talked about the railroads a lot because the railroads were the main part of the life of a lot of people in this country, and provided a tremendous amount of work and jobs and so forth for white people. And so I'm going to close out here, and you let me know how you like this show. We're just going to close completely out with Jimmie Rodgers. But one thing I forgot, and that is our address, and that's P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. That's Box 65. Fallbrook, California, 92028. And send me a note. Let me know what you think. And just send old Tommy there at Box 65. And now we're going to get on the train and listen to some Jimmie Rodgers.
I had a friend named Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. He tried everything that was low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a big fight. Then a big policeman came and knocked him down. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him over again to quit drinking whiskey, lay off of that gin. He's in the jailhouse now. Camel broke jail one day, decided he'd go away, but the police met him at the train. The cop says, I've come for you. Camel says that this won't do, because Camel never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Yes, he broke out all over town. The fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. Oh-de-dee-de-lo. I met his old gal Sadie. She says, have you seen my baby? I told her he was downtown in the can. She went down to the jail just to go his bail. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. So you can understand why old kids say it is in the can. She's in the jailhouse now. Picks on me when it's roundup time in Texas. The cowboys make hoopee. Then down in old Alabama, it's gal picking time to me. Deodorant, oh, hey, deodorant. There's the bluegrass down in Kentucky. Virginia's where they do the swing. Carolina, now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling. I know I'll see you soon. There's where I'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Now when hard times overtake you, I hope they don't get me. For I've got a sweetie waiting for me down in Tennessee. I know I'm going to see her. I hope it won't be long. That's where we'll pick a little cabin and call it our mountain home. Deodorant, oh, deodorant, oh, deodorant. When the picking in is picked the cotton, I'll pick a wedding ring. We'll go to town and pick a little gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business. I know he can't fool me. When it's beet picking time in Georgia, it's gal picking time to me. Deodorant, oh, deodorant, oh, deodorant.
Tennessee, T for Thelma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to go.
God, Lord.
If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Just as long as I'm called, I'm gonna shoot for Selma just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. bottle, drink back cherry wine. Sing 'em, boy, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. 'Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that round up that door away, my gal. Water and sleep in a hollow.